Welcome back to Sunday Lunch with Nick Ead. I am so, I've had such a great day today and had some brilliant guests. And now my final guest is Jennifer Rosenberg, who is the chair of the Heart Cells Foundation. Jennifer Rosenberg, OBE, thank you so much for coming on the show today to tell us all about the Heart Cells Foundation and what you do.
Well, Nick, thank you very much for inviting me on this afternoon. I really appreciate it. And I'm delighted to have the opportunity to speak about the Heart Cell Foundation.
Brilliant.
Maybe I should just give you a little bit of a background to the charity. The charity was started 18 years ago when my late husband had a serious heart condition and was given literally weeks to live. We were then told about a new research program that was happening in Germany at the Frankfurt University Hospital. So we were told about it, we were introduced, and we went there with this young cardiologist, Anthony Maver, where my husband received his own stem cells, which were injected back into his damaged heart. The purpose being that the stem cells helped to regenerate the heart.
So where did the stem cells come from?
Oh, that's a very interesting question, Nick. But you can get stem cells from three different ways. You can get them from the blood, you can get them from the muscle. But for treating heart disease, they come from bone marrow.
Okay.
And my husband had them extracted from his pelvis. So they extract the stem cells from your pelvis, then they're treated in the laboratory with lots of interesting scientific things, and then they're injected back into your heart. It's the same procedure. Injecting the back into your heart is like if you were to have an angiogram. So
okay.
The tube goes through your groin into your heart.
It sounds absolutely amazing. And obviously, you know, people do talk about stem cells, and I think people think it's a little bit, sci-fi almost. I think, I've got lots of friends in Los Angeles who harvest their stem cells. But actually, as something moving forward in science, it's probably one of the most important things to be advancing, isn't it?
I think it really is the biggest medical breakthrough in the 21st century. I always compare it to it's got the same impact as when Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin. We're just at the beginning of this research program, and you'll find if you research it, that there's lots of other illnesses stem cells are being used for. I mean, we're obviously focusing on heart disease because that's the treatment my late husband had. And when we came back to London, this treatment gave him an extra 3 years he would never have had. He was so incensed that there was no money in the UK for this research. So we started the Heart Cell Foundation to raise the initial £6.5 million to fund the first three gold standard trials.
I know you work with Amazon Smile. So if you buy lots of stuff from Amazon, I'm sure lots of people have during lockdown, they can donate if they nominate the Heart Cell Foundation. But
right.
Also you've got, let's just actually first of all talk about how difficult it's been during this year, because I know that charities like yourself rely on events and golf days and all that kind of stuff. And not having that income has had such a big impact, hasn't it?
Well, it has. I mean, obviously, like all charities, we've suffered. And as you quite rightly say, Nick, we've not been able to have events. And one of the big events we have every year, we have a big gala film premiere. And that is our biggest fundraiser. But obviously, that, in fact, we have the okay to show the James Bond film. Now, we've had four dates for that so far, because as you probably know, the launch date has been changed four times.
Yes.
But it looks like we're now on track for the end of September. So that will be our first big event for this year. But in lockdown, we've done some virtual events. We did a virtual film screening of the Natalie Wood documentary. And, you know, it was good. People enjoyed it. It helped to raise money. We had a big Christmas appeal, which also was good. It's not the same as what we do with live events, but we are getting monies in. And in the next next week, we're having a grand draw, which is like an online raffle, an old-fashioned raffle.
Love that.
Where we've got a cash prize, we've got Wimbledon debenture tickets, we've got some amazing prizes. So that will also generate money. So, we're finding ways, but it's not when we haven't raised the same amount of money this year as we would have done in 2019.
No, of course. I think every charity is...
Everybody's suffering, absolutely.
Feels that sort of deficit. But it's nice to see that you've got a golf day, I see, at Coombe Hill.
We've got a golf day coming
in October.
Up But yes, that's always very good. And we are very fortunate that one of our patients, one of our original patients that took part in the original trials, he's a keen golfer and he comes every year. So it's always very nice to have a patient being able to, you know, do the 18 holes of golf, which means, you know, he's doing very well.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I don't think I could do 18 holes.
Well, come to the golf day.
I need to come to the golf day. Exactly.
You can be our guest. Why not?
Oh, wonderful.